Cybersecurity is still really, really hard, full stop. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. On Monday, the RSA Cybersecurity Conference kicks off in San Francisco. Lots of security vendors will be there offering solutions for keeping businesses safe from hacking. The number of huge security breaches in recent years might make it seem like that's impossible. And in fact, this year, the theme of the RSA conference is simply better. Ouch. So let's talk cybersecurity and quality assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Kim Zetter is a cybersecurity journalist, and she said some things are better and some aren't.
We still need to improve on software, of course. You know, back in the days of 1999 and 2000, 2001, if you approached Microsoft to point out a vulnerability in their software, they would either ignore you or threaten you with a lawsuit. Microsoft doesn't do that anymore, and a lot of the big companies don't do that anymore. But there are still companies that don't have bug bounty programs for reporting vulnerabilities, or when you do report vulnerabilities, they don't respond in a timely manner, or they still threaten researchers.
How much of this does fall on the employees? We hear so often that we are the single point of failure, that you're only as good as the employee who doesn't click the phishing link. And, you know, we recently ran a test internally at Marketplace and pretty much everybody clicked the link.
It's one of my pet peeves because I hate blaming the user, because the user isn't at fault here. I mean, I'm in a job as a journalist where I have to, you know, click on emails, open emails from people I don't know. If you're in human resources, that's a part of your job, receiving resumes, oftentimes as attachments from people you don't know. So blaming the user for doing their job isn't appropriate. And I think that the real issue here is designing systems that prevent a user's systems from experiencing harm when the user does click on something malicious.
And then let's talk about the money for a minute. RSA, of course, will feature a lot of security vendors that are trying to sell solutions to companies. And I wonder, is the money spent by a company directly proportional to the amount of protection?
No, because you have to spend smartly, right? You have to buy wisely. I'll point to the issue of Target. You know, when they were breached several years back, they had just implemented some multi-million-dollar security system on their network. And that security system was issuing alerts saying, hey, there's something suspicious here. And the people who were reading those alerts actually were, I think, in India. And they were contacting Target employees saying, we're seeing these alerts, and the employees were ignoring them. So the system only works if you actually implement it correctly, and then you actually pay attention and act on what it tells you to do.
Kim Zetter is author of the book Countdown to Zero Day, Stuxnet and the Launch of the World's First Digital Weapon. A report yesterday from Moody's Investor Services said that from a debt risk perspective, the four sectors at the highest risk from cyber attack are banks, investment firms, securities exchanges, and hospitals. And now for some related links. A little more on that Moody's report. The risk assessment is based on the combination of how reliant a sector is on technology and how much financial risk there is if it gets hit. And when Moody's says risk, what it means is that those four sectors with the highest risk have a combined $11.7 trillion in outstanding debt. And if one or two or all four sectors were hit by massive cyber attacks, the financial implications would be huge. In its report, Moody's said, quote, cyber risk is event risk, and we see a rising tide. Digitization continues to increase, supply chains are becoming more complex, and attacker sophistication is improving. I know this is a little bit like credit rating and finance nerdy, but here we go. Around 2011 is when the Securities and Exchange Commission started publishing guidance on how companies should disclose security breaches and cybersecurity risks, because there's money involved. And Moody's has been looking at whether cybersecurity presents a credit risk in the same way as a natural disaster or some other, quote, extraordinary risk event since 2015. That's the last time it put out a report on cyber risks across lots of sectors. And I hope this does show you that, yes, I can pretty much geek out about anything. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.